Waiting for rain is what people do on farms. Delays in delivery are punctuated by back-slapping optimism, sometimes prayers, particularly in Baptist congregations, and eventually, sighs of resignation. 8 months after the last scoop of dirt had been applied to the dam, a tropical storm inbound from the Gulf delivered 11 inches of rain on the county in 3 days. And completed what had been until then a process that had found me staring like an ox for almost a year at water creeping toward a small army of fading orange flags. The rains came and stayed. On the first day, the soil soaked up all the water. On the second and third days, great sheets of water poured from the hillsides into the pond. Late that afternoon, the mist rose from the clearing and took the light with it. On the morning of the fourth day, the rain stopped with an abruptness common to our latitudes. When the sun emerged, I awoke to a sonata of light on water at the bottom of a green hill. The pond was full, and the sudden sight of water where there had been only weeds growing out of a black swamp was foreign. I looked away and looked back half a dozen times. It was as though a vineyard had sprouted wine bottles overnight. I stared at water that would shelter frogs that afternoon and mirror the stars by nightfall. The water lapped against the wire stems of every sun-bleached orange flag, proffering up an exhibition of engineering perfection and, to an ill-informed romantic, a further instance of magic.